What's up? What's up, everybody? Welcome to Lyrics and Grammar. This is your boy Ceddy J. I got the beautiful Houston in the building. What's up, Houston?
Hey, y'all.
Hey, man. So, right now, so far, the two of us don't see the other ones yet. But, man, y'all tuned to another crazy 60 minutes of your life that you will not regret listening to.
Right.
But still not coming out the dribble. Come to you. I mean, Houston, how's your week been? You know, it's been a week.
It's been pretty good. It's actually going by quicker than I thought. It's already going to be on today. So, yeah, I'm having a good little week. Trying not to do too much work. Trying not to stress myself too much.
What's
your week been?
Man, it was pretty interesting, man. It's a lot of stuff happened between the magazine, between preparation. Tomorrow's going to be my second one, actually. Stand-up comedy show that I've done.
Uh-oh.
The first time I did pretty good, and I'm trying to come even harder this time. So I'm excited to get it off the road. I've been nervous all day. That's how it is to me. I get nervous, and then once it gets here, I'm not nervous anymore. It's just kind of the preparation I go through everything I do.
Okay. It'll be good, though. I know it.
Yes. Thank you. Appreciate it.
So are we expecting everybody on the show, or just who's all?
I'll see the other ones, yeah. I remember Angela hadn't told me she wasn't going to be on. She hasn't told me she wasn't. So, you know how we do it. I know we know how to hold it down. Whenever a few pieces of the team are able to make it yet. So hold on, wait. Oh, that's not her. Okay, but other than that, man, we got a really good topic. I think so. I mean, it's something that is. A lot of these topics always hit close to home, though. Today's topic is long-distance relationships. Good or bad thing, that's what's going on for tonight. And it's going to get crazy, man, because I got so many different ways. I've been on multiple spectrums of this topic, so.
Okay. So you got a lot to say about this, huh?
Oh yeah, you know how I am, Mr. Wordy. Yeah.
Well, I went to school far away, so well, not far away, but I went to school in Atlanta, so of course I know a little something about a long distance relationship.
So when we get to the topic part, definitely we got a lot to talk about with that. So y'all definitely stay tuned. We're going to go ahead and go to a quick track, and we're going to come back, man, and talk it up. You know, we do the entertainment news and whatnot, so we'll be back right here on Glitz and Glamour with your boy, Ceddy J, and your girl, Houston, in the building. We're going to go to my boy, Fast Domino's track. It says, Pound Cake, let's do it.
Good God Almighty, like back in the old days. You know, years ago, they had the A&R men to tell you what to play, how to play it, you know, whether it's disco or rock. But we just went in the studio and we did it. We had champagne in the studio, of course, you know, compliments of the company, and we just laid back and did it. So we hope you enjoy listening to this album half as much as we enjoy playing it for you, because we had a ball. The only real music's going to last. All that other bullshit is here today and going tomorrow.
Yeah. We got Boogie in here, man. My nigga Dre home. City miss you, my nigga. Marlo just walked in. Yeah. Look. Finally got a taste of it, now I want more. So me and my bros can ball like the hardball. Spent a lot of years being called the R-ball. Now labels wanna play hardball, so we just do it independent. All this money that we spending, trying to keep everything non-fiction. And now they say I never knew you could rhyme, Yes, we ain't wasting money on studio time. See, we do it for the love of the game. And when it's all over, hope the hoes love us the same. But they never will. Home wanna retire and have to come back. And I don't wanna be a player no more. But lately a nigga been rhyming like I'm trying to bring pun back. My nigga said take one track, keep it up. So I've been cooking up this crack, trying to keep the buzz and make the whack rappers give it up. The fame went from like 15 minutes to 15 seconds, sorta like a Vine video. But there's still enough time to put my city on. All my mom's friends looking like my has he grown. My ex-girls hit me up, yes I don't mind it at all. But it's usually late nights when the wine be involved. They try to come through but my pride be involved. Like remembering the past when the timing was off, and you wouldn't give a nigga play with moms in the house. And I didn't have a ride, wasn't driving at all. Look, nowadays they like fast, what's up with the music? I remember only family would use it, only family would call me that. And every nigga in the book wanna be part of that. And every hoe with me wanna be where we party at. I'm tryna cardio the game, no cardiac, it's all just a part of rap. See, I wake up, say a prayer to the Most High. Most guys so surprised how I coast by. These days most rhymes by closing rides and hoes behind. I don't mind exposing guys. Every flow on point like CP3 and LAC. How you go from ace and SATs and barely speaking? Now trying to get meetings with LA Reid. We dream big but don't care for the sleep. Tell Jesus take the wheel, I need a meal like Bob Barker. Wish he would've took the wheel when it was Paul Walker. When the good die young and leave us all bothered. The bigger you are, the fall harder. The bigger the watch, the time borrow. A few guys it, we all want it. Shit, what I get on, we all ballin'. A couple mixtapes under the waist. I'm about to get the album on the way. Look out for it.
Hey, this right here for the city, man. Houston. Hey, look. Nowadays everybody wanna talk like they got something to say, but nothing comes out when they move their lips. Every rapper talking about moving bricks. Then we find out they wasn't moving shit. A couple years back I was in school and shit, I wasn't rapping. I was real, real good at mathematics. Now they tell me I'm fly like Aladdin, I'm flattered. Got passion, a lot of niggas lack that. Rep for the city, your fat pack. Big Mo, Big Hawk, tell them back back. A lot of niggas talk trash, never had fat. Trying to run a game like a halfback. Make a million stacks and you can have it back. Still looking forward to the platinum plaque. But shit, but now the city is in a backpack. Look, mom told me keep my bros close to me, but keep the enemies closer. I'm ahead of these niggas, I'm coasting. When you ballin', it feel like you boasting. See, the number one rule to the game, show no whole emotion. Show no whole devotion. Man, the rhymes like coca, they potent. I feel like the dope man. See, I'm cold with this flowing. Need a verse, nigga, hit me, I'm open. I'm bold and don't play with these niggas, I'm coaching. With the pen and the pad, I'm a poet. Yo, chick, she come over like 4 in the morning. Nigga, you know what we doing at 4 in the morning. She come to the pad and it's over. And you know it, and you know it. Shit, I'm playing good either way, though I feel like the man. Probably still beat like I'm playing with the band. Every record label wanna chant with the man. Tell Def Jam I'ma need grands in advance. Root for me like a fan in the stands. Pull up in the bins and then we go for the win. It's more to the man than a pen and a pad. I got mans in the pen, should we do it for them? So what you gon' try to say next, I ain't Houston?
Cause I'm talking about drinking my music. Cause I'm talking about swaying in my music. Cause I'm trying to be frank with the users. Chill in the paint, hit a bad chick out the bank. No bull, I feel like I'm losing. Shit, I just wanted to prove I can do it. Let's get back to the movement, cruising. Y'all know me, still the same OG. But I've been low-key, hated on by most of these white rappers. Can't do it like me on beats. I'm better than your X-Man, I'm on beats. I'm better than the next man, she on D. Feel like I'm next man, I'm on deck, man. I'ma hit it out the park like the next.
All right, welcome back. Welcome back to Glitz of Glamour. That was the quick little music break. Had my boy, Fats Domino, and that was Pound Cake. And followed by that was Boston Freestyle. Is going in. Shoot, man. And we're going to go to the entertainment news segment. I'm going to throw it over, pass it over to Houston first. Houston, what you got anything in entertainment news you want to go in on?
I want to talk about Love and Hip Hop Dilemma. Why does Don feel the need to discuss that these people are renting stuff? Who the hell don't rent stuff nowadays? At least they can rent that big-ass house. I mean, the other girl lived in an apartment. She's just now going into a house, the baby mama. I mean, yeah, they probably should be owning their house. But they're serious. Now, renting a car is understandable because what people fail to realize is rich people, extremely rich people, not ghetto rich people, they don't buy their cars. They lease their car. That way, when there's a new model, they can just get and go get one. Instead of paying for a car and being stuck with that car or having to pay for a whole other car, they just lease it and they go get them another. You see them always riding new cars and all that. They don't own them damn cars. When they own them cars and buy them cars, they keep them same damn cars for a while. I just feel like Don was like extra dry and pointless with all the hating she was doing or whatever. And then why would you run and go tell Mimi? That make you look real weak. Okay, well, we're not friends no more, so I'm going to go tell your enemy. It's like you a foe, like, for real. That's plain.
Here's my thing with this. And I got to ask you to see what your opinion is on that. For me, do you feel like it's like reality shows? It's like they're losing their luster. Like they're not like how, like it just makes
most
you just
definitely.
Slowly but surely not really watching them no more.
Most definitely. The only reality show that I'm still like, I would love to watch that is Lala because she don't have a whole bunch of drama like everybody else be having. And then it's just all of it is really just like, okay, what's the point in this now?
Yeah, it's like instead of it being drama because drama just happens to happen, it seems too orchestrated and it's boring. Like that's and like as you know, it continuously does it so much. After a while, you're like, oh, okay, that's boring. We can avoid that now.
Yep,
and
they try
to rule us in with this whole sex tape nonsense for this season. But that's not, you know, ain't nobody coming for that.
Yeah, because they're not even talking about it no more. That was it.
Yeah. And they only show what she had, what they had 5 minutes of FaceTime on this episode.
And then it's showing like she's so stupid. You really are clueless and don't think this man sent that damn tape to them? Like, come on now, girl, get your life. It's like, reality TV is showing women to be so, well, black women for one, to be so goddamn stupid and just ill. Like, really, no respect for your damn self. You don't do anything for a dollar. Then it's showing the men to be stupid. Look at Stevie J. Look at Kurt. You're supposed to be a husband. You're supposed to be, well, not Stevie J, because we don't know their marriage as well, but Kurt, you're supposed to be a husband. You've been with your wife for umpteen years. Like, come on, man, damn near 20 years. You're making black men look stupid. All y'all making black folks look stupid.
Yeah, I mean, it's some of the white counterparts are annoying, too. Like,
I don't watch their show.
The Bachelor and Bachelorette, I think that's one of the stupidest shows ever.
But see, I don't
gather a bunch of people. I mean, for me, it's no better than going to the Playboy Mansion because you got every episode a bunch of men trying to go for one woman.
Mm-hmm.
And nothing's wrong with it, but then people want to say, cause, I mean, this is my perspective. Yeah, because you're dating, you're not in a relationship with nobody. That's the case, but you try to date all these people at one time every show, and everybody's like, oh, it's, so, you know, there's nothing wrong with it because she's looking for love. But it's no much better than the chicks is out here, or the dude is out here and talking to some, you know, talking to them, dating multiple people until they find somebody they're interested in. Nope, everybody mm-hmm. finds nothing wrong with that, but Bachelorette, nothing's wrong with that. And it's a competition. And on top of that, you're promoting a competition about it. That's stupid.
Mm-hmm. All of it is dumb. And then they said that Bucky from Flavor Flav, the little hood rat girl, it's Stevie and Benzino's opening for the club. She bust Jocelyn's friend head open with a bottle. Now she has an assault charge because somebody leaked the tape. It's just all so crazy, girl. You did all that and wouldn't fight Erica. Have several seats, please.
No, and that's not even just the fact that you kind of touched on. This is what I want maybe to realize. And I say this every week, and people be like, man, Nobody really agrees or disagrees with me per se. No, I don't really get everyone's like a middle ground me on what I say about that. And it's, I feel that Nito is wants to be Stevie J so bad.
Yeah, I agree.
Like it's like watch how he was when he first came to the scene, talk to her, and then watch how he slowly every week is. And Mimi Mimi's, you know, she went from, you know, she just happened to be famous because she was just whatever, and then now she's doing the dirt. It's like she's making what she doesn't realize is she's making Jocelyn and CVJ look like the clean cut Jocelyn versus herself.
Yep. Yep. She sure is. She's making him look way better than her.
Another ratchet entertainment news. I've still been trying to figure that one out. Man, shout out to Pacers just lost. God damn, I'm mad, y'all. The Pacers just freaking lost. A game they should have lost, man. I'm still trying to get over it. I'm finding a way. Now, as far as I'm going to go back to the Beyonce, Jay-Z, Solange incident. First off, let me go find my Dana applause, because I need that applause. Let's give a hand to the three of them. Bravo, bravo. Let me tell you why. Did you realize that after, in the midst of all this, that they ended up putting up a trailer, like a spoof trailer for the makeshift movie called Run, which is not really a movie coming out. It's just a way of promoting their upcoming tour this summer. Notice that came out right in the midst of all this. I don't know. I mean, yeah, the drama could have been real in the elevator, but it's just too coincidental. Like, all of a sudden, this iconic trailer comes out of nowhere in the midst of this. And everybody already checking for Jay-Z, Beyonce, so now you checking for them more. I mean, this is how much press that's getting right now, because they are getting bravo, guys. They have been on multiple, there have been networks of people who don't normally bring up Jay-Z, Beyonce like that. And it's just coming up all the time. Everybody's saying, oh, he's a Solange and all this other, you know, all these different people saying that, you know, whatever. It's like now it's a perfect. All this comes out right in the midst of that. Y'all are slick. And whether the incident was real or not, y'all are still slick. And congratulations to your publicists, to your whole PR team, whatever, man. They did a great job of making this come out right in the midst of all this. Good job.
Oh, you silly.
All right, so we're going to do move ahead and go into today's topic, which is pretty interesting. Today's topic is long-distance relationships, good or bad. I'm going to go to you first. What's your take on that? Because I got different sides to the puzzle piece.
I know it's difficult to do when you need, because you go through moments where you need that person to be there physically and not just on the phone. So it's hard to, you know, not cheat. It's because you're missing that physical affection. But I mean, it can be done. And sometimes it just makes you, that like makes each individual stronger as far as being alone, but not necessarily being alone. I think it just makes you be able to be comfortable being by yourself, even though you do still have someone.
Okay. All right, so let's tell you, yes, I had two different takes. I'm going to take this. My point on it is, depends on what stage. you met the person. And I'm going to tell you what I mean by that. A lot of people, it's usually easier when they met the person from the other side of the puzzle piece. When they met for instance, you met somebody online, and then you met them in person. Y'all used to being long distance, because y'all started off long distance. Like I use example, let's say you were talking to somebody, and they stayed in Atlanta, and you met them online on Facebook. And let's take away the fact they weren't catfishing you. Like, this is a real person. You meet them in person, and y'all click. And then when that person goes away again, it's so much, you're able to know how to control yourself or understand how it is when they're not around and be able to do that because you started off that way. So that's easy. That's why I say, with that, but then on the other spectrum, let's say, for instance, you met this person. The very first time you met this person, you met them in person, and they stay, like, right the street from you. And they were, and like I said, they were right the street from you, and then all of a sudden, like, they have to move away for college. A lot of that usually, that breaks down because of the fact that, again, you met them, and they used to be close to you, and now you have to deal with the person you're used to being close to you is no longer there, and they're far away, so you don't know how to necessarily deal with them being far away. I've dealt with them on multiple spectrums on both ends. I met on an end where meeting a person from long distance worked even better, and heck, on the other or meet a person from long distance would suck. And the other side of the spectrum where meeting a person in person and they say you robbed the street from me and then y'all end up being a long distance and working out, and then the other side of the spectrum where it doesn't work out. So I've been on all different sides of this puzzle piece. And I think ultimately, like I said, it just depends, man. I think the ones where you don't meet them in person at first go easier because you're used to them not being around and being so nearby versus the ones you're so close to, you're kind of like, oh, you're not close to anymore. So now you start losing that disconnect and you're like, I don't know. And it's not necessarily that you're going to cheat, but you get more miserable and all that other stuff of them not being around.
I agree with that.
All right. That's another part of the event, the good St. Gilman Avengers in the building. What's up?
Hello, everyone.
Hello.
Well, what are we talking about?
We're talking about the topic for the day, which is, and you got to get your take on that. You jump into the jump rope. Long-distance relationships, good or bad? I know it's like so many ways you go with that, especially you've been in it.
That's true. Okay, first and foremost, I have to say it depends on the person, but sometimes it works for some people, and other people it don't work. But personally, I think, and this is just my opinion, if you want it to work, it can work, especially if you really, really care about the person, if you're really serious about the person. Yes, abstinence, they say it makes the heart grow fonder, and when you see them, it's like, oh, my gosh, like, I miss you so much and everything, and then when they're not in the picture, it hurts. You miss them like crazy, and then it's like, okay, well, you're not here, so it's like some people stray away. I don't know. It just depends on the person, and then it depends on the reason why it's a long distance. Is it because their person is in college? Was it job related? It just really depends. like if someone is married and you know their job requires them to travel and be gone for a long time, that to me would be differently. So it just depends, but I would have to say, like, overall, I think it could work, especially if you're serious about the person. Now, if it's just, you know, we out of high school and we going to different colleges in a long-distance relationship, then I would have to say no. So.
Okay. I agree with that because, like, when I first went, my freshman year, this one girl, one of the disconnects that happened with us because she was a grade under me, so she was a junior, I was a senior, so, you know, it was just weird of me saying, hey, okay, you're in high school and I'm about to go. But my mind state at that time was, hey, you're in high school, so you're going to be in high school, so I'm going to be in college, I'm going to be some far ways away. And especially the fact, though, because here's the thing, like you said perfectly, you said, depends on the person. It also depends on the situation, too. Because she had, like, those parents that were, like, real overprotective. And we, you know, it was hard for us to even, like, date each other in the first place.
Right.
So me being in college and you telling your parents, oh, we're going to hang up this couch, even though we talked to each other while we were in high school, they're still going to look at us, you're going over to hang out with this college dude? It comes off weird. So yeah, I had to break it. You know, I broke it off. That was one of the craziest moments of my life. Had to do it.
Right, I agree. And that's why I say it just depends. Like you, like I have to really be like involved in this person's life. And then like nowadays, like they have Skype and all kind of stuff. So. No, they're not there physically, but they are there, like, you know, it's just, I don't know, like, so it's no excuse. It just depends on the person. It can work, though. I think long distance can work. It just depends, you know.
Yeah,
so.
I think the people that you meet, I usually see it work the best with the people you, like I said, you met online and don't stay close by you. That chemistry is there because, one, you're not being tempted to always test your physical, I'll put it that way, physical, sexual feelings for each other all the time.
Right.
So that helps a little bit, too, because you're so used to them being far away and being okay, and you met them online, so meet them in person and be able to meet them here and there, you're able to, everything's able to work out easier.
Right. That's true. I agree with that.
And another thing I need to throw into that, it depends. Are you talking to a person who keeps himself busy or a person who just doesn't really, you know, that's just like, hey, they come on TV, just watch TV, that's it. You know, no excitement in their life. And there's nothing, no hobby to keep them preoccupied. If you're not preoccupied, that makes it worse, too. So, If just one of you are a grinder, you know, you're grinding every time you turn your head, and this person, you know, they don't really, you know, they're kind of more passive, and they're like, why you always gone doing this, that, and the other? You know, they're not going to understand that, so that's where the disconnect comes to.
Right.
The being able to be on that same page, and that's why a lot of times the people, like why people in the industry talk to each other, because that person in the industry understands, hey, I'm busy all the time, you're busy all the time, but when we get together, we both click because we appreciate each other's time even more because we know where each other coming from, and we know that time is very precious. We might not get it again. So, again, you're right. It depends on the person.
That's right. And then when some people say, man, ain't nobody that busy, because, you know, they say that, ain't nobody that busy, like, you can't make time. And I just posted that, like, maybe, like, last month, I was like, what did it say, what that picture said? I think it was like, I'd rather be tied than broke. That's what it was.
Yeah.
And then it's like, you know, if you ask me, and that's why I say it depends on a person, because if you know that you're dealing with someone that's going to school, that's an entrepreneur, that's like trying to get her foundation together, like she getting herself together, you know what I'm saying? It's like, okay, well, at the end of the day, you understand why she's so busy. You understand it. But at the same time, of course, she's not leaving you hanging, you know what I'm saying? Especially if she care about you enough, you know, as a friend or just like as that significant other, like she don't make time for you. It might not be what you want, but at least she's putting in the effort to make time. You know what I'm saying? Because even the ball players, like look at Tamia and Grant Hill, like they've been together for years. She's a singer, she's an artist, and she's on the road, concerts and everything. He was on the road, all kind of basketball shows, you know. And it's like, and they still made time, and they still together. So that's why I say it just depends on the person. You can make it work. It's just no excuse. Because that's where the spontaneous of it comes in, especially long distance. Like, you can surprise them and go fly to wherever they are or drive to wherever they at. You know, like, if you know she's so busy, why not really pop up at her house, but pop up at her location? Because she's going to be honest and real with you. If you got that chick that's, like, down for you and it's, like, real with you, then pop up at her job or pop up at wherever, you don't know, wherever she's at and just surprise her. Oh, you know, I just want to bring you lunch or, like, whatever it is. I don't know.
Yep, spice it. A good one. Spice it up so that they won't get bored, and then they
exactly.
And then they kind of feel like, all right, yeah, you know what? Okay, you might not be around as much, but you're like kind of spicing up and doing like surprises, letting me know that you care. I like
exactly.
that.
Exactly.
All right,
exactly.
I'm gonna go to Fats because I know he got some. So something to say after hearing everybody's different sides.
All right, what's good, man?
Not much, man. What's good? What's good, son?
Hey.
How y'all doing?
Thanks.
I'm all right, man. These faces, man, didn't do the job they're supposed to do.
I'm a Lakers fan.
So I know you really want to see the Heat lose.
I mean, I really don't care.
I mean, yeah, none of these teams are my team either, but I hate the Heat with a passion, so they got to go.
As far as the topic, after hearing y'all, it sounds like I feel like I want to hear your opinion as far as, like, of course it can work, but, like me, I don't like it. I don't like it one bit. And the reason I say that, I believe it can't work, but me, I probably wouldn't do it for the reason that, like, as we get up in age, you get in a relationship for a reason. I feel like long distance, that makes you, you're no different than my other friends. Like, I can just talk to you, and sure, we can see each other sometimes, but at the end of the day, like, the age that we're at, you need somebody there. Like, I can't even be away from my mom right now because sometimes she needs to see my face or she needs me to do something for her and nobody else can do it. Same way with a significant other. You need them there, especially if you got kids or when life is just hard on you or whatever it is, you need somebody there. Like, I don't want to just talk to you. Like, and I think Riri said something about affection. That's a major part, and that's probably what breaks most people in long-distance relationships up. But, I mean, you got to be there. That's the purpose of the relationship. If I wanted another friend, I can go get another friend.
You just made a point there. I think it's what it is, too, about the affection, like going back to he just said about affection and then what you just said. I think a lot of time, too, is where a disconnect happens, too, is if you break your routine. And especially, you know, I like when you first talk to somebody, y'all know that the game, how it go. When you first talk to somebody, you talking to them every night, hours upon hours.
Yeah.
And then when you stop doing that more and more, you know, that's when everything starts getting crazy. And especially if you do that and that person's long distance, yeah, now that's where a lot of problems come in at, because now you're like, whatever. I mean, I had that problem, too. It's like, it's some chicks who got promised, it's a chick that had promise, but she just, you know, you start getting that mindset of not caring no more. Of like, oh, well, like you were too big. Like, even, because sometimes even just a text or something will help. Like,
well,
even if you are busy, at least some kind of form of communication, even if you can't call that person, just let them know you care. But just not doing it at all, that's usually where it falls apart. And that's long distance or being right in the same neighborhood.
Yeah. I mean, I see what you say. It's like we've all been in that relationship where in the beginning you talk a lot on the phone, and you know what I'm saying? Like, at that point, that's when you kind of, you want to grow and you want to see each other, even from when we was little until now. You talk and then you want to see each other. And sooner or later, seeing each other and talking takes the place of talking on the phone. And in some, like you were saying, in some relationships where, like you were saying, if it was you met them and they stayed out of town, then it's different than when they stayed around the corner. I feel like in relationships, sooner or later, you're going to grow. Like, you're going to want to grow into something more. And sooner or later, yeah, you know they stay out of town, but let a year go by, 2 years go by, you're like, man, this is getting played out. I can't even see you. I can't touch you. You know what I'm saying? Like, it's going to be different. So that makes a big difference. And that's why a person like me probably wouldn't be able to do it.
Oh, it's hard, bro. It's that kind of is a disconnect to me. I mean, not being in a relationship, but some relationships I've dealt with have either started off long term or started off long distance or ended up being long distance.
Yeah. I've seen it work plenty of times, but as far as me,
yeah, it's hard, man. It is. Especially, even and a lot of times, especially if you're in a good connection, you might, a lot of times, those people, they break up, they usually feel pretty cool with each other. It's just the fact they were just driven nuts by not being able to see each other. So they still are, so a lot of those people that usually break up with each other that were able to deal with each other long term, they're usually able to still be cordial with each other. It's just because the only reason that stopped them from talking to each other was the distance. Other than that, everything else was good. So a lot of those people are still usually cool with each other. And then, you know, that person happened to be in your town, you still hang out with them. You might do something or whatever.
Yeah. Like, I just feel like when you're in a relationship with somebody, that's a big title. I know some people, like, kind of throw it around and they hook up and break up and hook up and break up. But, like, I've only been in 4 relationships. Like, if I give you that title, you got to be different than a friend. Because if I make you my girl, I don't want another friend. Sure, we can be friends, but I'm going to look to you for more than I look to a friend for. So it just makes a difference.
Ladies.
Better Desi quiet again. Our little brain just going.
It is, but I'm just like, I'm listening. Like, I mean, I see where y'all coming from. Like, I understand, like, both ends. But I just don't understand, like, you don't want a girl that's all up on you, clingy, always calling. Like, you want
not
space,
that either.
Right?
Oh, no.
Okay, but hold up, though. Okay, but at the same time.
I got a little bit of space.
Hold up, though. Okay, so I understand, like, at the beginning, like yesterday, everybody know, like, it's, like, perfect at the beginning. Always calling, speaking on the phone, all that good stuff. All right, cool. But at the end of the day, like, if something happens, I'm just speaking in terms of, like, I have to go away for, like, a good reason. It's not like I'm just, like, disappearing for a couple of days, so just need to go away or something. But either it could be my job, it could be maybe family, something happened and I have to leave, you know, for a couple of months or something. But it still could work. I don't understand, like, why it can't work. Like, I understand physically I can't give you that affection because, like you say, it does. That is a major point in the relationship. But that should not hinder me or that should not hinder our relationship because I'm not physically there. because you can't expect that person to always be physically there. Because a nigga could be right here, and he's still going to do what the fuck he want to do. And he's right here.
But affection is major, right?
Well, it is. I agree with that.
Okay,
why you can't just, like, make those spontaneous moves and make it happen if you know he or she cannot, you know, because of whatever reason it may be?
Can I paint a picture for you?
I hope it's a good picture.
All right. You got to understand, like, understanding kind of has a time limit. Like, you can go away for your job, but sooner or later, it's just like, all right. But let me paint this picture. Like, you got a dude, right? Y'all live together. Y'all got a kid. You can even take the kid out of the situation, but y'all live together. And just think of all the things that you do for him. It ain't even got to be sex or nothing like that. It can be you made his lunch for work, or you made him dinner when he got home, you washed his clothes, or he was cold one night and you lay next to him. Like, it could be anything. And just take that away. And you telling me that if you moved away for a job, sure, he would be like, I understand. Baby got to get her money, all this. But it's going to be a time where he come home, ain't no food in there, he cold, you not, like, he gonna miss that. And it's going to become a major thing. It's going to make a big difference.
You know what happens a lot in relationships too, that gets stuff like that. A lot of them end up being some swinger type of relationships. I've noticed that a lot because they can fill that void. Hey, we got to understand that if I'm not able to be there, you know, I got to do my thing to keep myself satisfied. But that's going to a discussion of the sexual side of discussion. But that some people be doing that. Some people they give them any. And I'm talking about even married people who do that. Like, their jobs, they have to move around a lot and stay in certain places for a long period of time.
And don't let dudes fool y'all, though. Like, I can guarantee you that a dude likes having you around. Like, if you look at, I can look at Desi's situation. If she's in a relationship, you're around your dude a lot, right? But he doesn't consider you clingy. Dudes don't want to hang out with the fellas all the time. Like, it's just not going to happen. Like, you can go out of town and think, oh, his boy's here. Hold on.
Did he just say hold on?
Yes, he did. Why he coming back? Nah, you touched it and you touched it. That is on different pieces. Nah, I mean, you said because you started saying that. Personally, I don't know about you, from a female perspective, I just don't like people being under me all the time. Like,
that's what I'm saying.
I don't like that at all. And I'm a people person, and I hate that. So that's just, so imagine if you are an introverted person and somebody always under you, you're going to be even crazier. I'm using my sister for example. She was always used to being the only girl. You know, her newlywed husband. You know, a lot of times, sometimes she has to have her alone time, be free from him, because she's always been used to being in a room by herself and being there and sticking and keeping to herself. So sometimes she needs that space. So some people, you got to give them a little bit of space, or they will go crazy because they used to be introverted.
That's true. And then, like, at the end of the day, like, I'm going to put this out there, too, because I've been in a situation, like, a long time ago, like, you're in a relationship, and you feel like you're in a long-distance relationship. They're here in the same city, same state, same neighborhood, same area, on the same side of town, and they're not there. They're not there. So it feels like, well, damn, you're in a long-distance relationship. You never hear from that person. Like, so that's what I'm saying. Like, I don't know. It could go both ways, because a female could feel like she's by herself in the relationship because he's not available, because he's somewhere else. Especially when a man is stressed out, I know there's some, like, personal experience as well. Like, when the man is stressed out, they want their space. Like, they don't want to be bothered because they got to get their stuff together. So it's like, okay, well, damn. But I'm right here. So it's like, well, damn. It's the exact same thing if I was to leave, like, and go do something to better my future and my foundation.
You know, somebody was talking about this on Facebook the other day, what you just talked about. I noticed this a lot, and I hate this for y'all, for the female models out there. Y'all just deal with this so much a lot of times, you know, and this kind of is a little bit off topic. It's not necessarily long distance discussion, but it was kind of touch what you talked about this then. Y'all, I feel sorry for y'all for the female models there, like, y'all got to deal with this. Y'all deal with those boyfriends who met you, knew you was a model, knew you took pictures to wear, so you show your skin a little bit, you know, you're not. But they want to get mad because you always working and grinding, and they're not able to fathom it. And they're like, oh, I don't like when you take those pictures. I don't like when you put them pictures out there for everybody. Well, you met her doing this, and you knew this was what she was. And when y'all, and if y'all did the right thing and had initial conversation, like we talked about last week, on the first date, y'all had or first meetup, y'all had a conversation, you would have found out, hey, yes, hello, yes, I model all the time, blah, 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 blah. That should have been discussion, you complaining all the time because she decided to show, you know, she's still modeling, and, yeah, other guys have the same comment. End of the day, this is how I look at it, on either side of the spectrum. As long as it's how that person reacts back to it. How they react back to it. If he entertaining the comments and letting it go too far, and then, you know, and then all of a sudden he hitting up inboxes or vice versa, she hitting up inboxes, then now I understand where you're coming from. But just get mad because people comment, and that's ridiculous.
I lost track of what was going on. What y'all talking about?
No, she. I was kind of. I'm sorry. I kind of jumped on to what she was just like. What she kind of was talking about in her discussion, like at the tail end of it. I was kind of jumping on that point to where, because she was talking about how, you know, if you're doing your thing and he's getting mad because you're doing your thing or whatever. So I was going in on that to where, you know, a lot of times people put a disconnect just off of, you know, you met this person knowing that they model or whatever, and then you hate, and then all of a sudden now you got a problem with it when you get in a relationship with them.
Yeah. Oh, I didn't have to deal with that firsthand.
It's like, come on, like, You knew this. And go back to the long-distance relationship thing, because I think each of y'all touched at different parts. Like, we got, like, you know, if you know that I travel, it's like, a lot of people always want to say, well, I want the men with all the money, this, that, and the other. But a lot of times, with people with more money, as a lot of rap songs say, more money, more problems. And a lot of times with more money, you got to move around more to make that money flow keep going. Because think about it. I use an example of CEOs of a lot of these Fortune 500 companies. They're not always standing still. And some of the girls are like, yeah, I want to talk to a football player. And then you want to get mad because he always out of town doing his job, not acting ratchet, but doing his job. Or she out doing her job and you want to have ratchet. Like, that's unexcusable.
You ain't even got to go that big. There can be a chick who talked to a club promoter just to get in free and get mad when he let other girls in free, like she was special or something.
Right.
I don't know. It's all about
I just tell people all the time. Like, I'm like, don't get it twisted. And I said it before the show or different shows or whatnot, so there's no secret, no surprise. Sometimes when you ask for a girl number, you ain't always trying to holler at them. sometimes you hollering, sometimes you're getting a number or whatnot because you try to build your network up. And you be, and kind of like how when you build your network, it comes off as flirting sometimes. And you could not be saying nothing sexual or, hey, let me touch your booty or so. You could be not saying nothing at all, but something would take that the wrong way. But you could just be simply doing that to kind of build that rapport and let them know, hey, we're going to, hey, I'm trying to build my network up. Being able to have people who, when you promote to them, they're like, oh, I know that's Teddy J. Oh, that's Dizzy. Oh, that's Houston. Oh, that's Fat. Because think about it. When you inbox somebody about something you got going on that know you, they're more likely to react to it and actually show support versus if you just, another Dick and Jane, they're like, what the heck, who are you? So sometimes you got to talk to them people. So that's annoying back to whatever. So we'll go to a quick song break, and we come back and chop it up some more. I see we got some calls. I'm going to check to see what we got. And before I bring them on the air, so make sure we got no crazies. I know how y'all be doing it. We got at this track from play now from Be Stupid because I just wrote somebody that looked like Ice JJ Fish. It's Ice up and playing some Ice JJ Fish. We do that.
Got a body, and I would like to party. I do pop molly, and I drink holly. But me and you, we can have a private party. Girl, meet me in the lobby. Once we get to the lobby, we gon' get high, just like pop molly. I just want your body, with a face in that body. One night stand, so we don't get caught by paparazzi. I eat with it like Ferrari, it's just my hobby. When she fucks on my dick, just do it so sloppy. I do video so I can tell those other girls to copy. I like it down right when a girl wants to knock me. We're so good, but she acts so damn cocky. And all she wants is her pussy to get popping. And that is exactly where I like popping. She said I'm number one and it ain't no topping. Girl, it ain't no topping, yo. It ain't no topping, you. Girl, you're number one and it you do everything I like, you know we ain't stopping. Cause it ain't no topping, yo. 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 I swear you're number one, and it ain't no topping, yo. You do everything I like, you know we ain't stopping. Cause it ain't no topping, yo. It ain't no topping, yo. When I'm with you, I wanna go anywhere. I feel you dry, not wearing underwear. Oh, yeah, we're going there. Girl, I like the way that you move your body. The way you move your body just make it look so nice. When we alone, I beat that pussy up just like Ollie. I swear she's so beautiful, she looks just like Holly. Girl, you come and get, I might just probably keep you around just for this party. Girl, I don't know why you taste so sweet. I guess that's why that pussy's so pink. When I'm in it, I make it splash just like a thing. And it sounds of the big old clink, clink, clink. After that party, I know she had to sing. It ain't nobody topping me. Girl, it ain't no topping, yo. It ain't no topping, yo. I'm three number one, and it ain't no topping, yo. You do everything I like, you know we ain't stopping. Cause it ain't no topping, yo. 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 I swear you're number one, and it ain't no topping, yo. You do everything I like, you know we ain't stopping. Cause it ain't no topping, yo. It ain't no topping, yo.
All right, we're back. We got about 3 minutes. We got a caller, man, from Jersey on board Dwight. Let me see what we got to say. All right, so Dwight, man, go ahead and share the story you were telling me about in the green room, man.
Yeah, that was just the point I was trying to make about my girl who lives about 45 minutes away is nigger, 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 nigger.
All right. Mm-hmm. I knew it. I'm going to let you know. So General Awesome is 239-234-4344-77. Yes, I just put your number out there. I told you when you was in the green room, you tried it, I was going to get you. Just know you're not getting on the air. Thank you. All right, so we're going to... So what's your final thought? Did you see why I don't like that when Carl was on here? Because you get these racist people who waste our time, and they don't even need to set a line on. We hang up on them.
Wow, that is crazy.
Now you see why I don't like calls on him, because you get these racist idiots who I'm going to
leave. Are you kidding me right now?
Yes. He actually, let me tell you something. He actually has some real stuff to talk about. He was talking about some real stuff in the green room, so he checked out pretty well. But then
wow.
What did he say, because I didn't hear it?
Yeah.
Huh?
He started talking about his story, and he started saying the N-word, you know,
which I'm awesome.
You might as well just sit on hold, because I'm not going to open your line. And 239, your thoughts, and 239, I think he's slick, because he thought he was on the air, but he wasn't. And he felt stupid, because I have him in the green room, he tried to be racist at me. He said, first of all, I think you're a stupid nigger. That's what he told me to do.
Wow.
He thought he was actually on the edge. Mm-hmm. Now, the thing he was trying to accomplish, he's not going to accomplish.
Oh, wow.
And it just lets you know, y'all just lost. Because at the end of the day, we used to people being racist and throwing an M-bomb and trying to get a rise out of us, but it doesn't work. You got to do something
mm-hmm.
better than that. All right, thank you.
Wow.
All right, so let's go ahead and go to... So back to the real topic at hand. I'm gonna go to Desi first. Desi, what's your final thoughts on today's topic? What's your last words? Long distance relationships, good or bad?
Okay, when it comes to long distance relationships, like I said at first, it just depends on the person. But after listening to Fat Domino, he kind of put a different perspective. From a male perspective, so I have a different answer. I think I do, because I didn't. No, my things are mine, Fats. I'm sorry, but yeah, I gotta just stick to what I said. It depends on the person. I think it can work, especially if I'm serious about the person, because I'm pretty sure it'll be for a good reason. It's not just to like blow you off or just to leave or run away. So, but I think it can work. And those are my final thoughts. Y'all can follow me on Twitter and Instagram at DIMP87 and DIMP87. And make sure y'all follow our fan page.
It's a glamour. Yeah. All right. Hold on. My boy, let's go to Houston. Go to Houston first. Girl, Houston, what's your final thoughts, man?
I think it does depend on the person. However, me personally, I've tried the whole long-distance relationships, and it is very difficult. And I wouldn't prefer to do that because I'm the type of person that needs that physical affection there.
Okay.
In order for me not to have extra friends and all that, I need you to be there.
Okay.
All right.
Set. I agree with Desi. It can work, but if it was to happen to me personally, it probably never happened. For the reasons I stated earlier, don't let these dudes fool you. Just because she's around a lot, don't mean she's clingy. that's my final thought. I don't like being followed.
Yes, I knew you were going to say that. I like being traveled. All right. Again, my final thought, good or bad, depending on what side of the spectrum you're on. I think a lot of times it works. You got to be on a mind state to work. I think this is what it is. And I think that Fat definitely agrees with me on this because he talks about this a lot. I think if you make it not so much like your relationship, period, not necessarily being so physical, I think it can work a lot. Because
exactly.
Whether you meet that person long-term or not, you'll be able to, if you're not able to, if they're not around, you can always call them up and talk to them and let them just check on them, let them know how your day was, whatever.
Exactly. Exactly.
Man, that's
porn,
that's
not even all supposed to be about sex. Why?
Affectionate is not.
I understand it. I know, but affectionate is not. Okay. See, it's not a two-hour show tonight. I'm sorry. That's okay.
Yeah.
I'm done.
It's not always sex.
Exactly.
I got somebody
so
I call and tell about
it?
My day. That's my auntie out of town. That's not my girlfriend.
Okay.
Oh, my God. This guy here. This guy.
Tell me, man. I'm not one of those dudes that's going to lie about it. Y'all already know it's more than a sexual thing.
Sexual seduction. All right. All right, y'all. We about to be out. Man, check y'all get y'all me out. Make sure y'all follow the fan page. It's Glitz and Glamour. It's spelled exactly the way you go find it in English dictionary. Shout out to the words that got in English dictionary now: selfie, gamification, all kind of ratchet stuff. I'm like, this is in the Webster dictionary, not Urban. Like they released the words they're gonna put in the dictionary for this year. And I was in awe by some of the ones I saw. Like, selfie is a word in the dictionary now.
Wow.
Gamification.
Tweet.
Yeah.
Wow. Okay.
Yeah, these are just many of the words that just I don't understand how they made it. And I would laugh because you don't have Webster. I was trying to sound so scientific about their definition. It's like their definition about to each word is so hilarious. It cracks you up like, okay, guys. But I give this PhD sounding definition does not make it sound any better than in a dictionary. Not going to work. All right, y'all. We rolling on out. Man, see y'all next Tuesday right here, man. Shout out to my girl, Ma Angela, man. She got, actually, y'all got to check out the new issue coming up. She actually has a lot of stuff on dealing with her new website coming out, positivekarma.com. And actually, she just hung up right plugging her. But Desi is the model modeling stuff for the line. So get ready to check it out. We're going on out, y'all. Peace.